it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas, Saints head coach Kellen Moore, Bobby Hebert will join them, and their guest tonight will be Saints offensive coordinator Doug Nussmeier. Mike Haas and myself will finish it out until 7:30, and then Monday Night Football right here on the Big 870, and you get a preview of the Saints' next opponent with the Chicago Bears. Bob, it's our triple option feature. I'll throw it to you first.
Well, I'm going to start out with this. This is a trivia thing. What does Jerry Jones and Jerry Rice have in common? Now, think about that. What does Jerry Jones and Jerry Rice have in common?
They both in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's a good answer. But you know what? I saw this
know that's
today.
Not what you were looking
no,
for.
No. I saw this today, like me and Bill Clinton and Martin Anderson.
Oh, birthday.
Yeah, their birthday today, October the 13th. Jerry Jones is 83 today, and Jerry Rice is 63. So they have the same, they share the same birthday. So that's just something I wanted to throw out there. But now this is my real triple option. You know who's a freaking stud? That Rico Dowdle. Rico Dowdle, now he's a running back. He's in his sixth year in the NFL. And I'm going to elaborate. Him and Deuce McAllister has something in common.
Yep.
But I'm going to read this. Rico Dowdle, who spent 5 years with the Cowgirls before signing early this year with the Panthers, ran for 183 yards on 30 carries against his old team and caught four passes for 56 yards and a touchdown. To show you, you don't know who you're getting rid of. He's a fighting Gamecock. South Carolina Gamecock, that being Rico Dowdle. Now, his 473 yards from scrimmage over the past 2 weeks are a franchise record for Carolina. He also became the seventh NFL player in the last 20 years to post back-to-back 200-yard games. His 239 yards on Sunday against the Cowgirls also set a franchise record. Because you know who's a stud running back who also played for Carolina? I think we heard of Christian McCaffrey. Right? So, but he set the franchise record, breaking the previous mark of 270 to 237 yards set by Christian McCaffrey twice. Now, they came out on top. And listen. You might say, well, you can't cheer for Carolina, they're in the NFC South. Hell yeah, I could cheer for them against the Cowgirls. Well, they won 30-27. Now, Scott Alexander had sent me this. I thought this was interesting.
He sent me the same thing.
Consecutive games with 200-plus scrimmage yards. Look, Rico Dowdle, just mentioned him, 2025. Le'Veon Bell did it in 2014. Wide receiver Josh Gordon, 2013. Going way back, Marshall Faulk, 2002. Back in my day, Walter Payton did it in 1977. Jim Brown even further back. And then Deuce McAllister did it in 2003. So that, Mike, I tell you, you better pack a lunch against Rico Dowdle and what he's meant to – that's Bryce Young's best friend. Okay. You want to know what
back
he's done.
Back-to-back games, and I was telling you this last week – Mark Schlereff and that crew did the game. Jen Hale was the sideline.
With Carolina.
And she was like, at halftime, you know, Canales was, man, we're not throwing the ball. We keep continually running it. And that, she said, it was like 9 yards, 11 yards, 9 yards, 8 yards, 15 yards. She said, every play, they were hitting big plays, and it was Rico Dowdle and that really wasn't the game plan.
Well, but
they adjusted well. Got to give Dave Canales a lot of credit for that.
So, Mike, why is Carolina's offensive line so much better than the Saints? Because the Saints invested in their offensive line first-round draft
pick. So did the Panthers.
Okay, so they hit on the right
free agency.
They hit on the right players?
They hit on the right players, and they have hit big.
That is old school. But whenever I see this, Mike, you know, usually one individual running back, when I see 30 carries, that's like Earl Campbell-like. 30 carries, 183
now,
yards.
If you see how Rico Dowdle's built, he ain't going to last doing that. Oh, he is not the biggest back around.
He's not like a Scatterboo and all that.
No. So I think, you know, you're going to see a couple games like this, and then they'll not use him quite as much.
Well, Carolina screwed up and used Christian McCaffrey too much. Like I just mentioned, Christian McCaffrey, look, and here's Dowdle breaks that franchise record for Carolina, and the previous mark was 237, set twice by Christian McCaffrey. No, Carolina was truly trying to run McCaffrey in the ground.
And they did for a while.
And I think it has affected him long-term, his contribution with the 49ers dealing with injuries.
If any coach or any fan got a bitch about injuries, look at the 49ers.
Oh, no.
You got no bitch then. You really don't.
And look what they're going through. Household names, all their stud players. No, that's why Andre Injury Report, oh, we're not the same team because everybody's hurt. No, the 49ers, it's amazing their record right
Brock
now. You got
Purdy, get, Fred Warner.
Kittle.
Bosa.
It's like unbelievable. Like back-to-back seasons with Coach Shanahan and the 49ers.
And Brandon Ayuk, the number one receiver.
What they've been able to do, you got to give Coach Shanahan a lot of credit.
Yeah, for keeping it afloat for that long. And yesterday, man, for three quarters, I told this to Charlie, for three quarters, they gave Tampa Bay everything. And then Tez Johnson makes a catch. He extends his arms. He catches it in the end zone for a touchdown. Go to show you, Tez. He said, I keep hearing all these people chanting, MVP, MVP. I thought they meant me. They were doing it for Baker Mayfield.
Yeah,
when he got to the sidelines, he said, man, you hear the fans cheering for me? He said, they're not cheering for you, dude.
No, they're cheering for Baker Mayfield.
But
that's diva receivers. You can't tell them. They think everybody's always cheering for them. But Mike, that's their mindset. You know, whatever motivates you, that whatever you got to do. So
Tez got a good laugh about
but Mike,
it, too.
Because
but
because of all the injuries and, I don't know, Werner. Well, I think he's the best linebacker in the NFL right now, and then he's out for the season with his ankle. Listen, it's a long season. There's no way. I would be unbelievably impressed if Shanahan keep that team together and the 49ers are relevant at the end of the year.
Man, Bob, I don't know how.
No, I don't really know how either. That's what I'm saying. Even though you look where they're at, the 49ers, they've handled adversity. This might be too much adversity.
It's a lot of adversity.
Yeah, for them to finish.
Charlie?
Well, Rico Dowdle was initially mine, but I might have to pivot. I do have one stat that I wanted to add here, guys. Rico Dowdle, this is from CBS Sports. Rico Dowdle has more yards from scrimmage over his last two games at 473 than Saquon Barkley does all season long. He's only got 462 this year. That kind of puts into perspective the type of tear that Rico Dowdle's been on in the past couple weeks. So, guys, my pivot is moving back to someone that I've talked about on Triple Option a couple times before, and that's Monsieur Delane. You know, Brian Kelly was asked about him in the press conference today, and he said that he reached the expectations. Listen, he said that he was the best corner in the portal. I still think that Monsieur Delane surpassed any type of expectations any LSU fan could have reasonably had for this kid. Against South Carolina this past weekend, guys, 42 coverage snaps, 0 yards allowed, 2 pass breakups, and a 78.7 coverage grade via PFF College. And then this is a stat that I saw from Harrison Valentine, who works for LSU as a reporter, that as far as Monsieur Delane goes, over the course of the entire season, he's allowed just 6 catches for 77 yards on 211 coverage snaps this season. And guys, he's been put on an island, and he's really kind of leading the charge to return to DBU.
Yeah, you know, Charles, I wanted to ask Mike this. Okay, Mike, you look at this individual and the exposure he's getting at LSU. Now, obviously, his workout, what he does in the combine, I don't know what Charlie just read. That seems like a first-round draft pick to me.
I would put him in round one.
Now, that's what I'm asking.
Here was the big question. How fast is he?
Yeah, that's what I say. The combine, when they're going to work him out.
I think that's going to tell if he's an early to mid first-round pick
versus
or a
ladder.
Later
right.
first-round pick. Coverage skills, He is the best cover corner we've seen at LSU since Stingley. Look what Stingley's getting paid by the Texans today.
And the only thing...
Man, he's one hell of a player.
But
did South Carolina in the last play throw the ball to his side? Well, come on. You got to have some common sense.
Well, Mike, and the only thing I would say... Now, Stingley was calculating maybe more towards his future. You know, like, I'm not quite well. Is he hurt or is he healthy? Where it seems like he's always could be relied upon game in and game out. Remember how Stingley was like that game they were playing, a returner, because he knew the value. I want to get paid in the pro level. This is before, like, it really started name, image, and likeness and all that. Because, but how would you compare him? Would Patrick Peterson be more a physical corner compared to him? Or what? Because, okay, like, Pat Pete was unbelievable.
I would think the best athlete with speed is Stingley. Peterson is the more physical guy. And he loved the press coverage.
Okay.
Look at Delaney. He loves the press coverage, too. They don't get off of him. He bangs you in the chest.
So he might
it's
be
almost
more,
like a shock.
So he might be more comparable to Patrick Peterson.
I wouldn't compare him to Pat.
No, he has to do it first.
Yeah. Pat could run. Pat didn't have quite the speed of Stingley.
And he was a punt returner, too, at times. Yeah, a returner.
Patrick was an unbelievable player, and so was Stingley when he was healthy. Delaney comes in here that time at Virginia Tech. He was always known as the bump and run guy.
Right.
You see him now. Man, give me the best receiver. I got him.
I can lock him down.
And I can get you bump and run. I can play off coverage. He baited them into that last throw. He's actually...
Oh, okay, I'm going to put you on the spot, Mike, right here. Okay. Do you think right now is more upside than the Saints cornerbacks, Kool-Aid, McKinstry?
Yes.
Okay, and you look at Alante Taylor, who got him in Tennessee. You look guys that we're counting on at the NFL level. Okay? So when you think about who we're counting on and how our young cornerbacks got exploited, you know, it's going to be a challenge against the Bears. So I'm just saying, look at Kool-Aid Alabama compared to him. So, what's Kool-Aid? Second
get
round?
He's going to get picked
higher
before Kool-Aid was.
Did. Okay.
Now, the guy that's really got it, and you see glimpses of it, DJ Pickett. That's 6'4.5" corner, and you like, wow, how that fast that guy is and how quick he is for his height. Because a lot of times guys with that kind of height, they can't run with the same, what I call, quickness speed of a smaller guy. DJ can.
Yeah, because
he got ball skills.
Because you can challenge bigger receivers. You know, when it's like a 50-50 ball.
Okay, he's towering over the receivers he's up against.
And then if you have good hips and you can run.
And
you can flip them. That's like, a total package.
We'll be back to finish it off here on Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870 WWL.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Finishing up here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottaglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. If you're a Seattle fan, you happy. 9-3, the Mariners over Toronto.
Well, and Charlie, I know obviously,
years,
you know, if you're an Astros fan, you're not going to cheer for the Mariners and all that. But, I mean, how can you not like the big dumper, the catcher? I mean, you look at Home Run Derby. I don't care about the All-Star I'm watching. Look at his cat. I mean, he has kind of an ugly body. You know, like he's not all chiseled, but all I know, he jacks home runs. Look at that first game. The big dumper. Who would be against the big dumper? I mean, come on.
Okay. Keep you dialed in to the Big 870 WWL. We'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network for our visit. Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss as the host. Bobby will be there also along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore and offensive coordinator Doug Nussmeier. Coming up next right here on the Big 870 WWL.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.